All right, time for some dude knowledge. Let's say hi to Amanda, calling us from Pekin. Hi there, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hi. Home of the 2026 state basketball champions, Pekin?
Oh, wow.
That is us.
Ah, look at that.
That's
I love it. I love it. Amanda's got blonde hair, is 5'6", is a special ed teacher, and is getting ready to celebrate 15 years of marriage. There you go.
Yep. We're actually going on a cruise for spring break with the family.
Nice.
That's cool. Is it going to be like a southern cruise, an Alaskan cruise? What kind of cruise?
Southern.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
I like that.
All right, Amanda. All these questions are questions dudes would typically know. You can call Kelly in for help if you need it. Don't know if she's going to be able to help you. I think these should be kind of easy today. All right?
Okay. I don't know if it's a good thing when you say that, because it feels worse if you get it wrong.
All right. Then take back everything I've said.
Okay.
All right. Dude knowledge. Here we go. Question one. Mikel Brown Jr. is the star freshman point guard who plays for which team?
Oh.
I was going to say, Amanda, it's your turn now.
Yes. But you can tag me in on this one, I know.
Okay, definitely tag you in.
The Cards.
Cards.
Basketball team.
You got it. Yep. Yeah.
And unfortunately, he's out, right?
I was going to say, yeah. he is making news because he did not play in the first round because of a back injury. So hopefully he will. If the Cards stay in it, he'll be able to see some action. All right. Next question.
I did see the end of that game yesterday.
I know. It was kind of sweaty. It was making me sweat.
It was sweaty.
It was making me sweat. All right. Dude knowledge. Next question. The Tudor Black Bay is a type of what? The Tudor Black Bay is a type of what?
Golf club?
Golf club. Good guess.
I was going to say shutter on a house.
Ooh.
Or house design. No? Tudor houses? No?
It's a luxury watch. Tudor is a watch brand. Luxury watch.
Oh.
It's about $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah. That's actually like on the low end.
I mean, Tag Heuer, Rolex, Breitling, I know those.
Okay, well, Tudor is another one, so there you go.
Okay.
All right, next question, dude knowledge. In plumbing.
Yes, because everybody knows about plumbing.
The term sweating refers to what? Is it A, when condensation builds on the outside of a pipe? B, joining copper pipes to fittings with a soldering gun? Mm-mm. C, the act of pouring boiling water down a drain to clear a clog? A, B, or C? Sweating.
I'm going to have to tag in on this one. I think I know, but...
A. It's A.
Kelly,
yeah, that's what
it's A.
Okay,
it's
great.
A.
That's wrong.
The condensation, that's not condensation?
Tea. Yes, you're right. Actually, yes, you should have stuck with your original guess there, Amanda. B, it's joining copper pipes to fittings with a soldering gun.
I don't think that's correct.
Oh, okay.
It's condensation on the outside, right?
That is not...
Your glass can sweat after a while?
Sure. Yeah, that's a term. But specifically in plumbing...
I got dinged on the lob question a month or so ago.
Kelly,
I'm looking it up.
Kelly cannot believe it.
Sweating a pipe is the process of soldering copper pipes and fittings together to create watertight joints for plumbing.
Say, my name is Kelly and I'm not smarter than Ben.
What? My name is Kelly, and I don't know your stupid dude knowledge.
There it is. Fine. All right. Next question. Sorry. Kelly likes to derail it because she thinks that I'm not playing fairly.
I've heard of the term sweating, and it means condensation.
Yeah. Not in plumbing.
Sweat.
Not in plumbing.
Sense. Oh.
Not in plumbing.
This is dumb. You need to be more consistent with terms. I'm saying that to
Amanda, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to be a part of this. Next question.
I'm sorry I led you astray. I thought I had that one.
Next question. What does NCAA stand for?
Excuse me?
What does NCAA stand for?
Oh, the National College. Oh, no.
Alcoholics Anonymous?
No.
No.
You're halfway there.
Athletes?
Say that again?
The National College of American Athletes?
Is it National Collegiate Athletic Association?
So, yeah, that would have been right. That would have been right.
Oh, okay, Lord have mercy. You take me off the air.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, Amanda. We're about to. All right. Final question. Lou City's mascot is what?
God, that's the soccer team.
Yes. She should get half a point for that. No, and it's the soccer team.
I'm going to have Kelly help me.
You're allowed to call Kelly in once. How many times are you going to call Kelly in? She's not going to know it.
I've already checked out on spring break. I am just not. Lou City.
Listen, I didn't call you, Amanda.
I'm doing it for my children.
She wants the tickets.
For my children.
She's going to climb this mountain for the tickets.
What's Lou City's mascot? Need an answer. Come on.
Right. A dancing soccer ball.
Okay, yeah, that's incorrect. It's Sting. It was just announced. It was say like, and Racing's is float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. So yeah.
Oh, I like that. Sting. That's cute and clever. Sting. All right. That's good choice.
Amanda, you did terrible, but
that's okay. So did I.
The good news is we're still going to hook you up with the prize. Okay.
Also, we're not dudes. Yay.
That's right.
Yay.
That's right. Amanda, you were only 20% dude today. So there you go. And actually, that was thanks to Kelly. So you were 0% dude, actually.
That's okay. And we learned some things, didn't we? We did.
Yeah, we sure did. All right.
We sure did. Ben does not play always fair.
No, he doesn't. Listen,
what we learned.
I need men to chime in. Did you know the plumbing knowledge, or do you have to be a plumber to know that knowledge?
Amanda, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Sure.
All right, thanks.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're not going to win that battle.
We're not in that profession.
Dude knowledge.